Do you remember in the present tense, we were handed a partial gift? First, we learned a verb conjugation pattern for regular AR verbs. Then we learned a whole other pattern for ER verbs. But when we got to IR verbs, we didn't have to learn a whole new pattern again, just a partial one. That's because IR verbs basically borrow the ER endings in a few different spots. Check it out. Here's comer conjugated in the present tense. O, then S, E, emos, ace, N, ER endings for an ER verb. But then here's compartir, an IR verb, conjugated in the present tense. Oh, here, but then here it's S, E, emos, is, then N. So in these three spots, even though compartir is an IR verb, it has ER endings. And all regular IR verbs are like that. Thanks for the gift. I'll take it. Well, like I mentioned at the end of the last video, regular preterite AR conjugation, you have seen that, right? If not, you should probably watch that one before this one. The link is below or in the description. But in that video, I mentioned some good news. In the preterite and imperfect tenses, we're handed not partial gifts, we get full gifts this time. What I'm saying is, regular ER verbs and regular IR verbs in the preterite and the imperfect conjugate exactly the same. Not basically the same, exactly the same. So if you saw the last video and did all the assignments, after this video, and I'm giving you assignments for this video too, you'll know all the regular preterite conjugations. So put your thinking cap on. I just need your attention for about 5 minutes more. If you understood the last lesson, this'll give you no trouble at all. Today, you take the next step to past tense domination. Regular, preterite, ERIR, conjugation. Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. To understand what I'm about to say, you really need to know what the infinitive and conjugation is. I made a video about it, and the link is in the description. And you should also have seen the last video about regular preterite AR conjugation. And it really wouldn't hurt to be well-versed in regular present tense conjugation too. I have videos about all that stuff on my website, gringoespanol.com. Okay, for a reason that'll be apparent very soon, we're gonna start with the IR verbs. We'll use compartir. That means to share. So you put the infinitive, compartir, up here and in every box, then take off the IR from every box. Now here are the new regular IR preterite endings. It's I with an accent here, then I-S-T-E or iste, I-O with the accent on the O there, then I-M-O-S or imos, I-S-T-E-I-S or istes, and I-E-R-O-N or ieron. So I share is compartí. You shared is compartiste. He shared is compartió. We shared is compartimos. You both shared is compartistes. They shared is compartieron. Now, I want you to notice some stuff. One cool thing is, this is an IR verb, and every single ending, without exception, starts with an I. That's cool. It's the first time it's happened. And notice, there are some differences for sure, but these endings are basically just the IR versions of the endings we learned in the last video, the AR endings. Here they are next to each other. These two spots are different for sure, but these four spots, there are some definite patterns there. Let's take a closer look. Notice this spot here, the nosotros form, just like you saw with regular AR verbs, the nosotros form in the preterite tense is exactly the same as in the present tense. Here's compartir in the present tense. In this spot, it's imos. We share is compartimos. But in the preterite tense, it's also imos. So we shared is compartimos. So just like I work is trabajamos and I work is also trabajamos, we share is compartimos, and we shared is also compartimos. The context will almost always make it very clear. We have the same thing in English sometimes, and it doesn't confuse us much. I put the flowers on the table every day. Put is the present tense there. But I put the flowers on the table yesterday. Put is the past tense there. So put can be the present tense or the past tense, and it doesn't really matter. Also notice, just like regular preterite AR verbs, this word here, compartistes. Yeah, that really scared me at first. I remember that. But once I realized it's just compartiste from here with an IS on it, it didn't really give me a problem anymore. Compartiste isn't very hard to say, so neither is compartistes. And that form, the vosotros form, is only used in Spain anyway. Let's take a look at another regular IR verb, abrir, to open. Take off the IR in every box and add the same endings we just added to compartir. I with the accent, iste, I-O with the accent, imos, istes, ieron. I opened is abrí. You opened is abriste. He opened is abrió. We opened is abrimos. You both opened is abristes. They opened is abrieron. Cool? If you just focus on one pattern at a time, it's really not that bad. Let's look at ER verbs now. Remember, regular ER verbs conjugate exactly like regular IR verbs without exception. So comer, to eat. Take off the ER in every box and add the same endings we just did for compartir and abrir. I with the accent, iste. IO with the accent, imos, istes, ieron. I ate is comí. You ate is comiste. He ate is comió. We ate is comimos. You both ate is comistes. They ate is comieron. Notice in this case, the ER verbs are borrowing all of the IR endings. It was the opposite in the present tense, remember? The IR verbs borrowed ER endings in a few spots in the present tense. So if you look at compartir next to comer in the preterite, an ER verb next to an IR verb, you'll see they have exactly the same endings. Compartí, comí, compartiste, comiste, all the way through like that in all six spots. One side effect of that is, for ER verbs, you can see right away the difference between we eat and we ate. We eat is comemos, we ate is comimos. Remember, for AR verbs, you can't see the difference. We work is trabajamos, we worked is trabajamos. Same with IR verbs. We share is compartimos, we shared is compartimos. But now with ER verbs, because they borrow the IR endings in the preterite tense, you can clearly see the difference. We eat is comemos, we ate is comimos. Got this? If you're anything like me, this seems a little confusing and a lot to remember, but I promise, if you just focus on one conjugation pattern at a time and practice it like crazy until you know it like the back of your hand, this stuff really isn't that hard. I think I've said this in past videos, but it's too true to not repeat. This is like your math tables when you were little. At the beginning, there were so many. Addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, literally hundreds of combinations. And when you were first asked what 2 + 2 was, you really had to think about it. Maybe you had to picture two apples sitting next to two apples. Maybe you had to count beads or something. I don't know. It's been a while for me, and I assume for you too. But the point is, when I ask you what 2 + 2 is now, you know it already. You don't have to think about it. You practiced it and used it so many times throughout your life. You don't just have it memorized. You have it more than memorized. It is so memorized, so ingrained in your mind, that it's simply a natural fact. Just like your heart beats without you making it beat, your brain knows that 2 + 2 is 4 without you thinking even a little. You couldn't stop it if you tried. I promise, if you do the assignments below, not just do them, but do them. Do them my way. The way that took me from high school Spanish failure to gringo Espanol, you will never have a problem with regular preterite ER-IR conjugation again. You will feel deep within your soul that comí is I ate. You won't be able to see the word comí without thinking I ate. Can you stop your heart from beating? So click the link below or in the description or wherever that says free practice resources. Not only will you get free resources, obviously, but I made a video that tells you exactly what to do and in what order. You'll be employing some very specific, very effective strategies. Are you ready to solve your past tense conjugation problems? Get the free practice resources below and you'll be well on your way. Then I'll see you in the next video. We'll switch gears and hit the imperfect tense. I'll see you there. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo. But must my name until I die be no more than an alibi? Must I lie? How can I ever face my fellow man? How can I ever face myself again?